1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. The White House confirms President Biden has been briefed on the arrest of 21-year-old Jack Teixeira. The 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman has been taken into custody in relation to leaked classified military documents on a gaming social site.
What authorities have alleged is that Jack Teixeira, going under a different username, an anonymous username, posted photos to that Discord server that was full of young men who were talking about video games, talking about a lot of different things. And then from that server is where this information gets posted broader, is the theory, to the larger internet, Twitter, and other social media places.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Attorney General Garland says the Justice Department will take the fight over abortion medication to the Supreme Court. Police in Virginia say the mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher has been formally arrested on charges of child neglect and failing to secure her handgun. This is ABC News. The Biden administration has announced 9 bridge projects that will be overhauled in Michigan, D.C., California, New York, Wisconsin, South Carolina, Texas, Oregon, and Oklahoma. They'll share $300 million worth of infrastructure funds. Tulsa intensifying efforts to find descendants of the 1921 race massacre victims.
Using genetic analysis, forensics experts have come up with possible identities of 6 sets of human remains found in a local cemetery in Tulsa.
This is, we believe, the first time this has ever been done,
says Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum. The bodies may have been those of victims of the 1921 race massacre that's thought to have killed hundreds.
This is the part of the search that our experts cannot do on their own. They need your help.
Among the possible surnames determined by DNA, Holden, Larimore, Huntley, and Bohannon, the City of Tulsa website has a full listing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's the end of an era in Chicago where Jonathan Toews is playing his last game with the Blackhawks. The team captain spent 15 seasons with the Hawks. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin Produced Radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The White House confirms President Biden has been briefed on the arrest of 21-year-old Jack Teixeira. The 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman has been taken into custody in relation to leaked classified military documents on a gaming social site.
What authorities have alleged is that Jack Teixeira, going under a different username, an anonymous username, posted photos to that Discord server that was full of young men who were talking about video games, talking about a lot of different things. And then from that server is where this information gets posted broader, is the theory, to the larger internet, Twitter, and other social media places.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Attorney General Garland says the Justice Department will take the fight over abortion medication to the Supreme Court. Police in Virginia say the mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher has been formally arrested on charges of child neglect and failing to secure her handgun. This is ABC News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids,
visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University is closing at the end of the semester. Is this the canary in the coal mine for other small Wisconsin universities? 844-967-2789. How do you feel about Cardinal Stritch announcing that it's closing in 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Like that, it's not even, oh, we can do another year. It's like at the end of the semester that is currently in session, we got to go.
Goodbye.
And yep. I know, I'm sure in the Milwaukee area, you know, this is a smallish school. I think the annual attendance is like, enrollment is like between two and 3,000. And so if you don't live in Southeast Wisconsin, you may not be familiar with it, but it is, you know,
it's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
86 years.
Yeah, it was established in 1937. Certainly not as old as Carroll College, which is around University around the corner,
right,
which is the oldest university in Wisconsin. But it would be interesting because they're also not a huge university. And I think this is a private school, but there's a ton of conversation happening in the UW system, yeah, for the two-year schools. Obviously, there are a lot of, I know Todd Elbow has talked about this a lot on his show from 8 to 11 on the Civic Media Network, which is in Richland Center, the UW-Platteville Richland Center school. Jay Rothman just basically decided that they're closing it, and there was not a lot of discussion, and so that has caused a lot of anger, mm-hmm, over there. But simultaneously, now the Washington County is exploring merging with UW-Milwaukee, Washington County, into the Moraine Park Technical College, because I think a lot of places enrollment is dropping,
mm-hmm,
and we may is it true? Is it possible that we just have too many schools, too many options for higher education, and all of the different options? There is just not enough people enrolling in schools to keep that many filled. 844-967-2789. Craig, what do you think?
I mean, so I have a friend who worked at Cardinal Stretch for a lot of years, and I wasn't surprised when I saw this, just because I'd seen all the budget cuts they've been making, all the layoffs they'd been doing over the years, and just finding ways to find money. And I didn't think it was going to happen. A school closing is just very odd, but, and it being Cardinal Stretch, but I'm not certainly shocked about it, because it's just at some point you're like, can't do this. I mean, the article in the Journal Sentinel really laid it out. I mean, they were just suffering for the past seven, 8 years. Mm-hmm. They weren't, I mean, it was hard before, but like pandemic, I mean, dropping enrollment. I mean, I think it said it dropped 80% over the course since 2007. I mean, I'm not surprised, and it's really sad, because it's really going to affect a lot of people.
Well, and especially they did a lot of Pell Grants at Cardinal Stretch, which really help out disadvantaged students, yeah. and they also had a fair amount of international students as well.
Yeah, they mentioned in there that people of color are going to be hit hard on this, because they don't know where they're going to be able to go from here, because they were getting those grants. And what I found interesting in the article, though, is it said that, you say canary in the coal mine, you think, okay, here's this one school. But, and in the article, it says it's somewhat rare, but they said 4 to 12 schools, nonprofits close a year. I'm like, that doesn't seem like a canary. That seems like a lot.
Nationwide.
I mean, but still, like, that's still, I'm surprised that I'm hearing this for the first time, that so many schools are just closing their doors. Because it just doesn't seem, it seems weird to me.
Well, it's interesting. We were at Fish Fry last Friday with Mike's dad and my husband's dad and his wife, and we're all together. And my father-in-law's wife's grandson, who is a senior in Muskego, and he has a very good, so far he is making plenty of money flipping furniture. And he has a business. Like, he has a business flipping furniture. And for him right now, it's much, he's like, I want to pursue this. And so he's not going to school next year. And I was asking, and I think that's great. You start a bit, you have a business that's working right now. You want to explore where that can take you. You can always go back. I have said multiple times, I was a non-traditional student. I didn't go to school right away. Greg, you were a non-traditional student. You dropped out of your school to then go to broadcasting school if your original 4 years. So it's like, this is no way prescribing saying that you have to go to a 4-year university. This is such a tragedy. It's more that things are changing. And I was asking him about his business, but then he said that a lot of his friends have no, and not even going to a technical school next year, just not going next year. Or maybe they're going to vocational programs or apprenticeships. Mm-hmm. And for him, and this was anecdotally in Muskego, but that just a lot of people aren't necessarily going. And so I think the bigger question is, I think there is, it's fair to lament these schools that have been an institution that have provided jobs, that have provided education, whether we're talking about UW-Platteville Richland Center, or we're talking about Cardinal Stretch. But if there is just the amount of people who are, the young people who are actually going to college is dropping, and our population is dropping in general, as far as our birth rates and how many kids, Wisconsin's population has kind of recovered from pre-pandemic levels.
Yes.
But it's because of people who moved here.
Yeah.
And it's not because of birth rate. And so is there ultimately going to be a come to Jesus moment of, it doesn't make sense to have all these schools?
It also brings up another conversation that I've been part of since 2008. And now I'm directly part of, because I went to technical schools. Good on that young man. If he's found a business that makes him money and he could be his own boss, that's awesome. I think that's something to explore. But the conversation does need to come around to the importance of vocational and technical schools, and the fact that a majority of the jobs out there that provide a good paying gig are trained through technical colleges. But because of this country's unwavering belief in the 4-year education and so on and so forth, we're just seeing people pile themselves into debt, getting degrees that'll get them nowhere, when they could go to a school for 2 years and get training on a job that will make them so much money in the long run. But we see these schools, technical vocational schools, as less than. Oh, I'm going to MATC. Oh, you weren't able to get it. Okay, you're not going to go to like UWM? No, I'm going to go get trained as a plumber and make 69 grand a year. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So I think that this, especially with the UW schools, it's bringing up another conversation, which is technical colleges, vocational colleges, and how we see them, how we should see them as just as important as the UW system, in my opinion. And
certainly. And I think what I don't understand and I would need more clarity on is for the UW 2-year colleges. Mm-hmm. So there's Waukesha mm-hmm. and the Washington County that are yep. affiliated with UWM.
Yes.
Like we said, there's Richland Center that was affiliated with UW-Madison. So like what is the curriculum? Like what is the main difference between a UW 2-year school and the Wisconsin Technical College system?
It's the education that's available. So like I went to UW Waukesha right out of high school.
So that's the one that's affiliated with the UW system.
Now it is. Before it was UW Waukesha. This is back.
It was just
in,
its own thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. UW Waukesha was a 2-year commuter school. It's where you went to get your gen ed courses for college, for a 4-year college education, and for a lot of students, myself included, bring up your GPA if you wanted to get to Madison, get to Milwaukee, or go to Marquette or something like that. But generally you were trying to funnel yourself through the UW system. So those commuter schools, those 2-year schools were more about the 4-year continuing education type of situation. Whereas I went to MATC. MATC is educational. You can take an English course there. You can take a math course, but you can also take a barbering course. You can take car repair. You can take deeper computer study classes because they're trying to get you right into the IT world. So it's about the available classes that really sets a difference. I'm not going to go to UW Waukesha to learn how to pop a fade on someone. You know, that's.
When's the last time you popped a fade on someone?
I've not done a fade in a while.
Maybe we could nominate Mike Sampson to get a fade.
I would cut his hair. I would cut his hair. I would totally. Be good. Yeah. So yeah, that's the difference, and people see it as, you know, I'm going to Waukesha to, you know, get my gen ed courses, and then I'm going to Madison. That's my goal, and I'm going to graduate from Madison. I'm going to go to do X, Y, and Z.
So, but. You can still transfer to a 4-year university from a technical college.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's my point right now is like, without sounding crass, because I think that there's a lot of people who have, you know, that either graduated from or are fighting for the UW 2-year schools. But at this point, are they redundant? So if you have the option available to go to one of the technical schools, and we've interviewed the president of the Wisconsin Technical College System last week, 2 weeks ago,
we had
the Waukesha president, and like all the programs they have sounded awesome. And so I think I come back to my question is, do we just have too many universities, and for the amount of in-state kids who are going to higher education, whether that's technical 2-year programs or 4-year programs, and so. Do we need to start adjusting that because there's just not enough people to support this many schools?
I mean, possibly. I mean, maybe looking at like what they're doing. You said with the up north, combining with the technical college. So you say like, all right, I'm just going to use UW Waukesha now, UWM Extension School as an example. You say, all right, UW Waukesha, UWM Extension School will now be merged with WCTC, Waukesha County Technical College. It's now going to be one system under the UW system. You can now get your gen ed courses. You can learn a vocation. You can learn a trade there. And so it's all in one place. And instead of having separate buildings, separate campuses, more money being funneled to different things for different people. So maybe it is about combining all of these resources into a more focused way of getting an education, depending on what you want to do.
And don't you just think, too, that the value of what used to be called a liberal arts education just does not translate into the real world anymore.
No.
As far as what it accomplishes. And if I could go back to school and take some of those classes as an enjoyment, but practical application in the real world, and especially when you were talking about people taking on tens of thousands of dollars in debt to study 17th century French poetry, I just don't think that contains any value anymore.
I mean, not unless you have a specific pointed thing. Like if you were going to study that, you're going to say, all right, then I'm going to go get a master's degree. Then I'm going to get a PhD because I want to be a professor because I can't do anything with this other than teach.
And I guess it's hard for me to totally get on board with that because when I think about what I studied in college, which my major was, it was interdisciplinary studies, which was a program where you combined classes from different disciplines. So it was I took public health courses, political science, gender studies, and then I got a minor in public policy.
Okay.
And guess what my job was out of school?
Tech.
And I was working at a consulting company that implemented Salesforce.com into companies. So I was cold calling, like, do you have Salesforce.com? And so, but like, I look back and just the things that I still learned and how I learned how to think and things I still reference. And I think, I don't think I could do this job today and talk for 3 hours a day had I not had that liberal arts education.
And that's the thing is, but that might not just be the education. It's the confluence of the classes, the experiences, your classmates, your professors, you. That's not the same for everybody. I mean, I went to school for political science and I got lucky to start working on campaigns right out of college. And then I got to work in government. But most people who get a political science degree do one of two things. They go to law school. Well, they work in a call center.
What kind of call center?
Any job we can get. My God, I have a political science degree. What am I going to do with this, my dude? So, like, I think but if you make the options happen and you avail people to the chances, go for it. Let's do it.
All right. Well, we got to take another break. When we come back, Greg wrote a blog. So we're going to talk about it. And we'd like you to write a blog. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The White House confirms President Biden has been briefed on the arrest of 21-year-old Jack Teixeira. The 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman has been taken into custody in relation to leaked classified military documents on a gaming social site.
What authorities have alleged is that Jack Teixeira, going under a different username, an anonymous username, posted photos to that Discord server that was full of young men who were talking about video games, talking about a lot of different things. And then from that server is where this information gets posted broader, is the theory, to the larger internet, Twitter and other social media places.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Attorney General Garland says the Justice Department will take the fight over abortion medication to the Supreme Court. Police in Virginia say the mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher has been formally arrested on charges of child neglect and failing to secure her handgun. This is ABC News. The Biden administration has announced 9 bridge projects that will be overhauled in Michigan, D.C., California, New York, Wisconsin, South Carolina, Texas, Oregon, and Oklahoma. They'll share $300 million worth of infrastructure funds. Tulsa intensifying efforts to find descendants of the 1921 race massacre victims.
Using genetic analysis, forensics experts have come up with possible identities of 6 sets of human remains found in a local cemetery in Tulsa.
This is, we believe, the first time this has ever been done,
says Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum. The bodies may have been those of victims of the 1921 race massacre that's thought to have killed hundreds.
This is the part of the search that our experts cannot do on their own. They need your help.
Among the possible surnames determined by DNA, Holden, Larimore, Huntley, and Bohannon, the City of Tulsa website has a full listing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's the end of an era in Chicago where Jonathan Toews is playing his last game with the Blackhawks. The team captain spent 15 seasons with the Hawks. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron's on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway.